When I was injured, I wanted to throw in the indoor facility, and the best time to do that was before practice.
And he just came to me and asked me if I would help him out, and you know, I was obviously willing to, and you know, and we were out there working hard. I mean, he's a tremendously hard worker, and he's very dedicated to getting back here and proving himself, and he's done that. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on Sunday.
And here I am out there putting him through a pretty intense workout, and I'm bad to say one more. I am bad to say, hey, just one more post route, just one more 20-yard comeback route. And but he worked hard and was really helpful to me.
How much has he helped you become a better wide receiver this year?
Oh, he's helped me tremendously. You know, like I was telling some of the other guys, you know, every day while he's out there trying to improve and get better and worry about himself, you know, he's critiquing me and making sure I'm doing things the right way and making sure I know the offense and why we do things the way we do. So, you know, I'll be able to take things like that with me into the future.
I don't think I could have gotten through my rehab and kind of gotten back had it not been for him. And I am very grateful for his help. And I bought him a suit and two shirts and two ties as a thank you to come on this road trip. He may have been one of the best dressed players on the team coming out here.
He approached you about getting a suit. How did that come to be?
Well, I had actually texted him earlier on this week and, you know, asked him if he had any old suits that maybe I could wear for this week. And he responded and said he would set me up. So I wasn't too sure what that meant initially. And I came in the next day, and they told me I was going in for an interview. And when I went back to the room, he had brought his guys in there, and they were fitting me up for a suit. So it was a special deal.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I mean, you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was. It was fun. It caught me off guard. But by far, like I said, the nicest suit I'll probably ever own.
How cool is that? Peyton Manning taking care of his guys. And Jordan Norwood certainly looked really sharp on the trip out here, looking sharp again today. Peyton Manning buying him that suit. How cool is that? We're back here live at Levi's Stadium, getting closer to kickoff here. And this has been an interesting season for the Broncos. That's something that Peyton Manning has even said himself. And they're transitioning to Gary Kubiak, but really they're helping with that transition has been Owen Daniels.
Yeah, Owen Daniels has played his entire career in Gary Kubiak offenses in Houston, then last year in Baltimore, now this season in Denver, and has really been crucial to everyone on that offense getting the language and getting everything down pat. It's almost like he's another coach on the field. So he's been valuable all year, but then especially valuable in the AFC Championship game with two touchdown catches in the red zone, both against Jamie Collins. I don't know if there's going to be a favorable matchup like that today, but certainly Peyton's going to be looking for Owen Daniels as a security blanket from time to time.
Yeah, OD had that monster game against the Patriots. Manning talking this week about how helpful Owen Daniels has been, even in the huddle, reminding him, hey, I'm running this route, that kind of thing, just because he's so familiar with Kubiak. What kind of impact do you think having a guy so familiar was like for Manning this year?
I think it was huge because there is a jolt, kind of a transition phase, like May said, when you go from different coaching staffs. There's different philosophies, there's different ways of getting things done. And I think that Owen's really done a lot to kind of smooth things out, really translate for Peyton a little bit, you know, what's going on here and there. And OD's such a relaxed guy. We see him all the time. He's very laid back, very easygoing. And I think that type of presence in a huddle in a group of people can be a calming influence. I think he's done a great job.
And like May said, Owen Daniels and Gary Kubiak have been together for more than 10 years. In fact, OD has never taken a snap in the NFL without Kubiak as his coach on the sidelines. And now they're together in the Super Bowl.
I think we're just two guys that like to work hard and are always trying to get better at things. So kind of always seeing things from the same perspective, I think, in a sense, even from back in 2006 when he drafted me. So that's just kind of grown, and you like things to be like that, you know?
I always thought the world of Owen, and he's a pro. I knew he'd be a great guy in the locker room. I told John, you watch a film, but I'll stand up for him as a person. So they watch a film, and the good news is we got him with us, so very proud of him.
We spent 10 years together, so the whole decade of working together, working hard, grinding, all that stress and all the work we put in. You know, we wanted to make it to this point a lot sooner than we have, but I think it's made it that much more special for both of us that we're at this point in our careers right now.
I definitely thought he would have a huge role in this offense, and he was awesome against the Patriots 2 weeks ago. Ran two textbook classic routes, you know, double move type routes that he executed them to the tee. And so it's a real credit to him. He's been a great pro throughout his career, and I'm excited for him getting a chance to play in his first Super Bowl.
As you heard from Coach Kubiak right there, a special relationship with Owen Daniels sticking up for his guy. Another special relationship on this team, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, it even goes back to before DeMarcus Ware became a Bronco. Von Miller was familiar with Ware, looked up to him, and then since the Broncos signed him in March of 2014, that bond has only deepened as far as DeMarcus not only showing Von Miller a few more pass rush moves, but also helping him mature. You know, that was, you go back to 2013 before DeMarcus Ware came in, Von Miller had the 6-game suspension. Since then, Von Miller has walked the straight and narrow path. He's played great football the last two seasons, and DeMarcus Ware and the mentorship that he's provided has been significant in that.
Yeah, Von Miller and DeMarcus were very close. Von even said that he used to wear his sleeves just like the way DeMarcus Ware did, tried to emulate him every way that he could. And now they're playing together and they're causing havoc against opposing offensive lines.
They're making it hard for other offenses in the NFL, that's for sure. One of the great things about Von and DeMarcus is they think, they see it, they can't have one without the other. They need each other. It's a bond, like Phil said, that goes far deeper than just teammates, and it has largely gotten them to the Super Bowl for that reason.
We did a drill the other day, and we tried to see who's the fastest. I still beat him off the ball, but after that, he blows me out. You know, that's just the way Von is, and we talk trash and we push each other all the way going into the game and how we play.
Oh, man, they always in competition. They competing about everything, man. Who's shirt longer, man. It's just fun to see those guys, man, two different guys, you know, having fun and sharing, you know, their experience and still challenging each other. DeMarcus still got some juice, man. And to see him out there flying around, man, I love that, man. It makes me want to work harder for him, man, because he deserves everything he got coming, man.
You know what, man? It's kind of like a big brother, little brother type of thing, man. And D. Ware is a pure born leader, and Von is as well. So you got two of the greatest players of all time, man, out there today and on opposite sides of the ball. So they kind of complement each other. It's hard to slide to one or chip one, and you got to do the same to the other. So
after the career he's had and all the stuff, he's very, very deserving. This is the last thing on the checklist, you know. And I'm gonna go out there and put my back on the line for him. You know, make sure it's a huge opportunity to go out here and take advantage of it. And, you know, it's all great, but, you know, the bottom line is we need to go out here and play great football, and that's what's keeping everybody grounded.
Those two are in constant competition with each other. Danny Trevathan saying earlier this week they're competing for sacks, they're competing for just obscure things in everyday life. And so I feel like that type of thing really, as you've seen, has bled onto the field as far as their relationship. It's really great.
Yeah, another group of people that are really close on this team. How about the specialists? Brandon McManus, Britton Colquitt, and Aaron Brewer. Those two are inseparable, especially these past couple of weeks. We saw them all hanging out in the hot tub earlier this week. And those guys have really played a major role in why the Broncos are here today.
Yeah, Aaron Brewer is one of the game's best long snappers, and Brandon McManus really has turned up the last couple weeks, had a shaky period late in the regular season, but overcame that. And Britton Colquitt, I think, has had his best games in the last month and a half, and in the playoffs has done a good job of pinning the Steelers and the Patriots well back at close to their goal line, forcing them to have disadvantageous field position, helping the defense. It's going to be an interesting day because to go to kickoffs for a second, Brandon McManus. Joe DiCamillo, special teams coordinator, was saying the ball really doesn't carry that well here, so he expects there to be more kickoff returns, more opportunities for kickoff returns if McManus can't blast out of the end zone. So Brandon's going to have to be on point to make sure he keeps the ball out of the kickoff returner's hands.
Yeah, and Ted Ginn Jr. with him out there today, that's going to be a major importance and an important factor in this game.
And I think that the kickers, Britton Colquitt and Brandon McManus, definitely realize that. I had a chance earlier this week to catch up with special teams coach Joe DiCamillis, Britton Colquitt, and Brandon McManus to talk about the kicking game to see, you know, do they like the big moments? They've had a lot of close games this year, and they've said that those moments have prepared them to get to this point.
...52 yards for Brandon McManus. Snap placement, McManus with plenty of leg, and he drives it through the uprights.
I think we enjoy it. Obviously, we would love to, you know, be a blowout, and, you know, we kind of don't have to play as much. But, you know, like I said, you know, there's certain games that unfold certain ways, and this season's kind of been a little different one where we've kind of won a lot of games on defense and special teams. So, you know, we're honored to be a part of this team, and, you know, we're excited to do our part.
You have confidence in those people. I have confidence that Brewer is going to give me a great snap and put me in a great opportunity. And, you know, I have confidence that if I get the ball anywhere close to the right angle, Brandon's going to put it through the upright. So, you know, we feel good about each other, and that gives us confidence in ourselves, I think, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, having that 5-for-5 game the first one was a huge confidence boost. And then to come in last week and hit the 52-yarder has been great. You know, and, you know, his kickoffs have been outstanding up to this point. So I'm impressed with him, but we expect him to come through this week.
This is certainly the moment that both of these teams have been waiting for. When we come back on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, we'll check in with the Panthers side of things, plus everybody's favorite segment, Mace's Three Keys, when we come back.